academic standards don't usually grab headlines, but the debate over Common Core has changed that. The North Carolina Board of Education got a look at a proposal for new high school math standards yesterday. Those are the first changes the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction has recommended since state lawmakers decided to do away with Common Core in 2014. The standards may be new, but after all the controversy about Common Core, they aren't that different. WFAE's Lisa Wharf joins me now. Lisa, to begin, what changes were not proposed that would have taken the state further from the Common Core?
The big one would be to go back to how North Carolina schools used to teach math. There was Algebra 1, then Geometry, then Algebra 2. Now, Geometry is spread out over all 3 years. The Department of Public Instruction says this allows students to better build on ideas.
Well, lawmakers set up a commission to come up with recommendations to replace Common Core. How would these new standards square with those suggestions?
Well, spreading out geometry over 3 years was one of the Academic Review Commission's biggest debates. They finally came to a split decision on that. In the final recommendations, there was no mention of going back to the old way of doing things. And most of the other recommended changes were modest and not very specific. Now, the Department of Public Instruction does stress they got input from a lot of people, parents, district administrators, teachers. The commission's recommendations were a part of that feedback. I should also note the department reviews its standards every 5 years or so, and this latest review fit into that timeline.
And what exactly are the changes?
To be clear, standards are goals for what students should know. These proposed changes are certainly not big ones. One board member referred to them as clarifying and resequencing the existing Common Core standards. So, for example, tweak the language so it puts more emphasis on problem solving and clarifies their meaning. The Department of Public Instruction also suggests changing the point at which certain concepts are taught. For example, what's known as Math 3 also includes a focus on circles and quadrilaterals, while Math 2 looks at triangles.
And the State Board of Education will be voting on those next month. Then it's on to the legislature for discussion. Thanks, WFAE's Lisa Wharf, and this is 90.7.